Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business is the letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 41775 through 41832 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2 to Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. We have one letter of protest on tract numbers 41795 and 41796 from Miami Corporation dated December 21st, 2010. The staff has reviewed these tracts and there are claimable water bottoms and they will remain up for lease. There will be no tracts to be recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale and we'll proceed with the opening of the bids. Thank you.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on track 41775. We did receive one bid on track 41776, advertised as 2,498.88 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 27.57 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,366.32. $10,366.32, or a per-acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $5,183.16. $5,183.16. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 41777 through 41783. We did receive two bids on track 41784. Advertised as 8 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Sweppy LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $40,008. $40,008. Or a per-acre value of $5,001. Annual rentals are $20,004. $20,004. Royalties are 1/4. The second bid on track 41784 is for the entire track. The bidder is Paramount Energy, Inc. Paramount Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,632. $12,632. Or a per-acre value of $1,579. Annual rentals are $6,316. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41785, advertised as 52 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Eaglestone Energy Partners, LP. Eagle Stone Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,200. $5,200, or a per-acre value of $100. Annual rentals are $2,600. $2,600. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41786, advertised as 100.23 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Eagle Stone Energy Partners, LP. Eagle Stone Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,023. $10,023, or a per-acre value of $100. Annual rentals are $5,011.50. $5,011.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41787, advertised as 72 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Carla Petroleum, Inc. Carla Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $14,544. $14,544, or a per-acre value of $101. Annual rentals are $7,272. $7,272. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41788, advertised as 12 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 5 acres. The bidder is Tensaw Delta Exploration Company, LLC. Tensaw Delta Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,775. $1,775, or a per-acre value of $355. Annual rentals are $887.50. $887.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 41789. We did receive one bid on track 41790, advertised as 14.78 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Hillcore Energy Company, General Partners for Hillcore Energy 1, LP. Hillcore Energy Company, General Partner for Hillcore Energy 1, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,768.90. $3,768.90, or a per-acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $1,884.45. $1,884.45. Royalties are 24.5%. We received one bid on track 41791, advertised as 1,792 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 121.45 acres. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $25,504.50. $25,504.50, or a per acre value of $210. Annual rentals are $12,752.25. $12,752.25. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 41792, advertised as 1,390 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 350 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $103,250. $103,250. Or a per acre value of $295. Annual rentals are $51,625. $51,625. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 41793. We did receive one bid on track 41794, advertised as 1,751 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 140 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy 2005 LP. Castec Energy 2005 LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $38,780. $38,780, or a per acre value of $277. Annual rentals are $19,390. $19,390. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 41795 through 41802. We did receive one bid on track 41803, advertised as 2.36 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Rick Bajon and Associates. Rick Bajon and Associates. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,005.36. $1,005.36, or a per acre value of $426. Annual rentals are $502.68. $502.68. Royalties are 25.625. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 41804 through 41810. We did receive one bid on track 41811, advertised as 2,476 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 886.08 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $404,938.56. $404,938.56, or a per acre value of $457. Annual rentals are $202,469.28. $202,469.28. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41812, advertised as 2,492 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 137.37 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $62,778.09. $62,778.09, or a per acre value of $457. Annual rentals are $31,389.05. $31,389.05. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 41813 through 41816. We did receive one bid on track 41817, advertised as 2,441 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 598.72 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $225,118.72. $225,118.72. Or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $112,559.36. $112,559.36. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41818. We did receive one bid on track 41819, advertised as 2,327.78 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 143.14 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $53,820.64. $53,820.64, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $26,910.32. $26,910.32. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41820. We received two bids on track 41821, advertised as 447.73 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 254.24 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $95,594.24. $95,594.24, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $47,797.12. $47,797.12. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41821 is for a portion containing 498.63 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $227,873.91. $227,873.91, or a per acre value of $457. Annual rentals are $113,936.96. $113,936.96. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41822. We did receive one bid on track 41823, advertised as 1,626.87 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 746.14 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $280,548.64. $280,548.64. Or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $140,274.32. $140,274.32. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41824. We did receive two bids on track 41825. Advertised as 2,375.57 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 198.19 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $74,519.44. $74,519.44, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $37,259.72. $37,259.72. royalties of 25%. The second bid on track 41825 is for a portion containing 106.69 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $40,115.44. $40,115.44, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $20,057.72. $20,057.72. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 41826 or 41827. We did receive three bids on track 41828, advertised as 1,860.46 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 393.54 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $147,971.04. $147,971.04, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $73,985.52. $73,985.52. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41828 is for a portion containing 186.35 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $70,067.60. $70,067.60. Or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $35,033.80. $35,033.80. Royalties are 25%. The third bid on track 41828 is for a portion containing 355.33 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $133,604.08. $133,604.08, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $66,802.04. $66,802.04. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 41829 or 41830. We did receive one bid on track 41831, advertised as 86.07 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 49.2 acres. Bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $18,499.20. $18,499.20, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $9,249.60. $9,249.60. Royalties of 25%. We received one bid on track 41832, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Paramount Energy, Inc. Paramount Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $141,920. $141,920. Or a per acre value of $3,548. Annual rentals are $70,960. $70,960. Royalties are 25%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to start with the Lease Review Committee.
Good morning. I'll now take the roll call. Ms. Angel. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Martin. Mr. Sanders. Mrs. Smith. And Mr. Graves. I think we have two board members in the back.
Yeah, we have two board members in the back.
We have a quorum.
Now we do. We're good.
I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. Mr. Talbot, would you please present the agenda?
Thank you, Chairman Smith, members of the board. Geological Engineering Section is here to present the following information to the Lease Review Committee this month. There are no leases to discuss in particular. GE did review 178 leases for this month, which covers nearly 61,000 acres. At the present, there are 1,783 active state leases covering approximately 830,100 acres. Our fine staff petroleum engineer, Mr. Bradbury, qualified three wells in the Haynesville play to pay shut-in payments in accordance with the State Mineral Energy Board resolution. And lastly, there are no new leases on the force majeure report. Are there any questions?
We're going to let the record reflect that Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, and Mr. Klein are all here for a full quorum.
Any questions or comments from the board? Any public comments? I need a motion and a second to approve the report.
So moved.
Reviews and recommendations by the staff. I have a motion from Mr. Ingram, a second from Mr. Segura. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting.
Move. Close.
Motion from Mr. Segura, a second from Mr. Ingram. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned.
Move on to Nomination and Track Committee. Mr. Cordero.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Track Evaluation Committee. At this time, we'll call the roll. Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith. Mrs. Smith. Mr. Klein.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. Hello, Mr. Fontenot.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 58 tracts for today's lease sale in the official journals of the state and in the official journals of the parish where the lands are located. Excuse me. We received a letter of protest from Miami Corporation dated December the 21st, 2010, pertaining to tracts number 41795 and 41796, situated in St. Mary Parish, Louisiana, claiming that they are the owners of part of the lands located in within the said tracts that were advertised. The staff reviewed the most recent state land water bottoms layer and recognizes that the aforementioned tracts contain both claimable water bottoms and private lands within. Therefore, tracts 41795 and 41796 were advertised correctly and are to be left up for today's lease sale. The final item on the agenda deals with the nominations for March. We received 163 nominations in this office for the March 9, 2011 lease sale, and they are pending approval by the board for advertising. It is the staff's recommendation that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received in this office for the March 9, 2011 lease sale.
Motion is second. Motion by Mr. Ingram, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment on this item? Any comments from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. I need a motion and second to adjourn the nomination track committee. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Diaz. All in favor? Any opposed? The track evaluation and nomination committee is adjourned.
Moving on to the audit committee, Mr. Arnold.
Thank you. I'll take roll, please. Ms. Angel. Ms. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz.
Here.
Mr. Ingram.
Here.
Mr. Morton.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mrs. Smith. And Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning. Item number one on the audit agenda is a penalty waiver request from Stone Energy Corporation for a penalty in the amount of $10,499.76 billed for late payment of royalty. On September 27, 2010, Stone paid the state a total of $50,088.61 in late royalty for the disposition dates October 2006 through June 2010. The payment was not related to a field audit. Stone's payment was late due to volume adjustments made by their purchaser, as well as severance tax refunds received on certified inactive wells. Stone promptly remitted the correct payment. They were billed and paid $2,511.46 in interest charges. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, staff is recommending a 50% waiver because royalty was outstanding less than 4 years. The amount of the reduction would be $5,249.88, with a balance of $5,249.88 owed the state.
Thank you. Was there any public comment concerning this item? Hearing none. Can a motion to approve, please?
Move.
Move by Mrs. Segura. Second by Mrs. Smith. Any comments, discussion from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing one, none. Item passes. Item two.
Item number two is a penalty waiver request from Hunt Oil Company for a penalty in the amount of $148,828.70 billed for late payment of royalty. On September 27, 2010, Hunt paid the state a total of $520,089.66 in late royalty for May 2005 through August 2008. The payment was not related to a field audit. Hunt was late in remitting their royalty due to production and allocation discrepancies between the operator and the pipeline owner. Hunt made all necessary attempts to resolve the issue with all parties involved. Hunt was billed and paid $108,940 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, staff is recommending a 50% waiver because royalty was outstanding for less than 6 years. The amount of the reduction would be $74,414.35, with a balance of $74,414.35 owed the state.
Thank you, Rachel. Is there any public comment? Can I have a motion to approve from the board, please?
Move.
Move by Mr. Segura. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comment or discussion from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing no one opposed, the item carries. Item three, please.
Item number three is a recoupment request from Clayton Williams Energy Incorporated for an overpayment in the amount of $99,329.85. State lease numbers involved are 18668, 18669, 18671, 18688, and 18689. For March 2010 and August 2010, Clayton Williams paid oil royalty based on incorrect volumes and values, which resulted in an overpayment. The staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Clayton Williams Energy Incorporated is allowed to recoup this amount from future royalties.
Thank you. Is there any public comment concerning this item? Is a motion to approve?
Sanders.
Move by Mrs. Sanders and let the board, let the records indicate Mrs. Sanders is present.
Thank you.
Is there a second, please? Second by Mrs. Smith. Any comments from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item four, please.
Item number four is a recoupment request from Energy 21 Gulf Coast Incorporated for an overpayment in the amount of $174,465.55. State lease number involved is 340. For September 2007 and October 2007, Energy 21 paid gas royalty based on incorrect volumes, which resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Energy 21 Gulf Coast Incorporated is allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
Thank you. Is there any public comment concerning this item?
Sanders moved to approve.
Mr. Sanders moves to approve the motion. Second by Mrs. Segura. Any comments, discussion from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the item carries. Motion carries. Item five, please.
Item number five is a staff report to the committee that the election for January 2011 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement. And that concludes the audit agenda.
Thank you, Ms. Newman, for your report. There be no further business. We are adjourned.
All right. Moving on to legal and title. Mr. Sanders.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Good morning, Mr. Heck.
Good morning, Mr. Sanders. Gentlemen of the board, ladies and gentlemen. And otherwise...
Y'all want to do a roll?
How are you today, sir?
Doing fine.
After I get through with my niceties. We'll follow the roll, please. Mr. Angel? Yes. Okay. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Right.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Mr. Ingram?
Here.
Mr. Martin? Sanders present. Mr. Smith? Ms. Smith? Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein, double quorum, ready to proceed, sir.
We are fortunate in that an otherwise short agenda has gotten even shorter. We are going to withdraw item number one. This was to be a request by Apache Corporation to qualify a well without a well test, qualified as capable of producing for purposes of shut-in. For lack of infrastructure, but in fact they completed the infrastructure and have flowed the well and have been able to produce and test it. So we're withdrawing that item number one. Item number two is a request by Swift Operating LLC for a waiver of all or a portion of liquidated damage assessment for a late partial release of State Lease 17721 in the amount of $13,900. In this particular case, this is not Swift's first infraction. In fact, it is the fourth infraction. However, the circumstances of the late release had to do with two different units that overlapped, and when one went off, the acreage was not noticed. It was only 19.852 acres out of originally 100-acre lease. And so because the leasing in the area was not such that it was hampered by the late release, the staff does recommend using the objective criteria to reduce the liquidated damage from $13,900 to $2,342.43. And that is reduced by putting the amount of acreage, which is 16.852, over the original acreage of the lease, 100, and that fraction multiplied by the Liquidated damage yields $2,342.43, and the staff does recommend that the liquidated damage be reduced to that amount and Swift pay that amount.
Mr. Segura moves. Do I hear a second? Mr. Arnold seconds. Is there any discussion from the public? Any discussion by the board? Any objection to the proposal of staff? Hearing no objection, the motion carries.
The last two items on the agenda are an executive session. There are discussions of ongoing litigation.
Do I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Segura. We'll be in executive session.
That might have been a mistake.
You said there was too much
legal advice
in it?
You don't think so? I don't
know.
Well, this is...
The problem, if you don't give them at least that much, they don't know what you're talking about.
Well, this is what I did. I drafted a letter.
Everybody here.
What I think a demand letter should look like.
Okay.
It should basically be just a demand for payment.
Make a motion, come out of executive session.
Second, Mr. Segura, any objection? Morning again, sir.
Okay, item number three, based on the discussion in executive session of the suit entitled State of Louisiana Ex Rel Plaquemine Parish Government versus Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. I do not believe that this requires additional action. It was basically a confirmation by the board of a previous authorization of settlement. But clarification of the matters upon which the percentage settlement was to be confected. And so I don't think it requires any action by the board.
You discussed item four, correct? That item three?
Rich
Lake?
I mean, you're right. Item four, I'm sorry, because he took him out of order.
A motion for item four.
Yeah, no, that's correct. Item number four. So it does not require any action. Item number three, the discussion of the Plaquemine Parish Government case. This requires seeking from the board authorization for the attorney representing the board to negotiate with the Plaquemine Parish School Board regarding a settlement of a claim for damages on a 16th section that were previously awarded to the Plaquemine Parish School Board and the claim. Anyways, an authorization to negotiate on the issues involved, the amount of money, and the interest.
So moved.
Mr. Arnold moves.
Second.
Mr. Segura second. Any public discussion? Any board discussion? Any objection to the motion? Chair hearing no objection. Motion carries.
I think that's the last item on the agenda.
Thank you, sir. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn legal entitlement. Mr. Scurr moves. Mr. Arnold seconds. Any objection?
Moving on to docket review, Mr. Diaz.
Here.
Robert. John Sanders.
Present.
Adam Smith. Adam Smith. The staff presented recommendations to the committee.
Good morning.
Morning,
the
sir.
Staff of Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval with the January 12, 2011 Docket Review Committee and recommends the following.
Where?
For Category A, state agency leases, please approve item number one. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number one through item number 29. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries state agency lease transfers. There were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve item number one. And this completes the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Are there any public comments on the staff recommendations? Are there any comments from the board?
Move to accept the staff's recommendation.
Sanders, second.
I have one question.
I have a motion and a second.
I have one question.
All in favor?
Question. I'm Simon 29. Do we need governor's approval for that one?
We might need. Yes, we do. That's the one that was put on late.
I think Mr. Segura amends the motion to accept item 29 with governor's approval.
Any other questions from the board?
Did you make a motion?
Do I have a motion to accept the staff recommendations?
Move.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. They have a motion to adjourn the docket review committee.
Move.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Docket review committee is adjourned.
We'll stand at east at 11.
Yep.
It's 10:20.
All right. We're going to go ahead and get started. All right. Let's call this meeting in order. Mr. Montalero, would you call the roll for us, please? Chairman Angel. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Ms. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram.
Here.
Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Ms. Smith. Garrett Graves. We have a quorum.
Good, thank you. Item two, the approval of the December 8th, 2010 minutes. Have a motion
second,
to approve.
Second, Sanders.
By Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item three, the adoption of the committee recommendations. The item A, lease review committee. The B, nomination track committee. C, audit committee. D, legal and title controversy committee. And E, docket review committee. Do I have a motion to accept the committee recommendations?
Sanders moves.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Any comments or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item four. Vic, do we need some time for the... Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to go into executive sessions for our technical briefing on the bids?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Klein, all in favor? All opposed? We're in executive session. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Make a motion to come out of executive session?
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to come out of executive session from our technical briefing, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn, our bids.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, on track number 41784, we're recommending that the bid of SWEPI LP be accepted. On track number 41785, we're recommending that the bid of Eaglestone Energy Partners be rejected for insufficient consideration, and we're also recommending that this track be re-advertised with minimums. On track number 41786, we're recommending that the bid of Eaglestone Energy Partners be rejected for insufficient consideration, and that this track be re-advertised with minimums. On track number 41787, we're recommending that the bid of Carla Petroleum Incorporated be rejected for insufficient consideration and that this track be re-advertised with minimums. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that those bids be accepted.
All right. Any questions or discussion on those bids? Anyone on the board? Any public comment? If not, do I have a motion for acceptance of those bids as read by the and recommended
Sanders
by the staff?
Moves that we accept the bid as recommended by
move by Mr. Sanders.
Staff.
Second by Mr. Arnold. Any further questions? All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Any announcements?
Total cash payments received in January this meeting are $2,201,827.68, and total for the fiscal year $23,800,570.65.
All right, thank you very much. If there's no further business or public comments, I'd like to entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. We're adjourned. We'll see you next month. Thank you very much.